All right, welcome back to the deep dive. You know the drill. We take some seriously fascinating material, your questions, and today we're diving deep into the world of returning plank firm mattresses.
From Brooklyn Bedding.
From Brooklyn Bedding. So whether you're sleeping on one right now, maybe you're thinking about buying one, or you just really like geeking out on return policies, this one's for you.
It's more interesting than you think.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, and speaking of unpacking, before we get too far into this, don't forget to check out the show notes for a link to Mattress Advisory. There's a special discount there just for you, our lovely listeners. All right, so let's jump right in. We're looking at this article, appropriately titled, What to Expect When Returning a Plank Firm.
That's on Mattress Advisory, right?
On Mattress Advisory, exactly. And it breaks down the whole return process and even throws in some real-world stories, which I appreciate. You know, it kind of gives you a feel for how it plays out in reality. So let's start with the 120-night comfort trial.
That's a long time.
Right? 120 nights. That's almost a third of a year to figure out if you like a mattress. It feels generous, to say the least. Especially compared to some other companies out there.
I think a lot of companies are moving in that direction.
Yeah.
Because honestly, can you really judge a mattress in a few minutes in a showroom?
No, I don't think so. But, I mean, there have to be some rules, right? You can't just decide on day 121, oh, I don't like the color anymore, and return it.
Yeah, definitely not. There's a 30-night minimum before you can even start the return process.
Okay.
And there's actually a reason for that. It's not just Brooklyn Bedding being strict.
Really? Tell me more.
It's sleep science. When you change to a new mattress, your body needs time to adjust. It's not just about getting used to how it feels. You're talking about, you know, physiological changes.
Like what kind of changes?
Well, for one, your spine is aligning differently. Your muscles, you know, they relax or even tense up in new ways.
Yeah.
Your circulation can be affected. So those first 30 nights are kind of a crucial adaptation period.
Makes sense. It's only fair to give your body and the mattress a real chance to get acquainted. So what about this one trial per household rule? That sounds a bit strict, especially for like couples who might have different sleep needs.
Yeah, it's pretty standard across the industry though. My guess is it's mainly to avoid what I like to call serial mattress testers.
Oh, those people. The ones who try every mattress under the sun and return them all.
Exactly. It's a way to protect the company's business model and make sure the trial is being used fairly. So, okay, there's one part of the policy that threw me off a little bit. That $99 return fee.
I saw that. I was like, wait, what?
I get that returning a mattress isn't exactly a walk in the park, logistically speaking. But still, it feels a little counterintuitive when you're talking about a trial period.
Right. You're already going through the hassle of returning it.
You are. But remember, those mattresses don't magically reappear at the factory.
Oh, right. Of course.
There's pickup, transportation. They have to clean it, inspect it, maybe even refurbish it.
So the $99 is basically covering those behind the scenes costs.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about punishing anyone. It's more about keeping the whole trial system sustainable for everyone.
That's fair. So let's say you've made it past that 30-night mark. You've really given the plank firm a good go, and you're just not feeling it. How do you actually start the return?
It's actually surprisingly simple. You just reach out to Brooklyn Bedding's customer support.
Via email.
Email, yep. And you want to make sure you include all the important details.
Order number, all that good stuff.
Exactly. Order number, delivery date, and don't forget to be specific about why you're returning it. The firmness is incompatible with my preferred sleep position.
Not just like, it's too hard.
Right. The more details you can give them, the better.
Got it.
And if you have any documentation, like photos of any defects or sagging, jot down notes about how you've been sleeping.
Always good to have proof.
Mm-hmm.
So send off that email, and then what? Just wait for the mattress fairy to come and whisk it away.
Pretty much, yeah. Brooklyn Bedding is known for having a pretty responsive customer service team. They'll give you all the instructions, whether that's scheduling a pickup, or in some cases, they might have you donate the mattress locally or dispose of it yourself and then provide proof.
Okay, that makes sense. So the actual process seems pretty straightforward, even with that $99 fee. But what if you're not quite ready to give up on Brooklyn Bedding altogether? Like, you like the company, but you want to try a different model, maybe something a little less plank-like.
Well, that's where it gets interesting. Brooklyn Bedding actually has two options for exchanges. You can wait for your refund to process before ordering a new mattress, or...
Or there's a more exciting option. Right. Tell me there's a more exciting option.
There is. You can order a new mattress right away, even while the refund for your plank firm is still being processed.
Oh, wow. That's like instant mattress gratification.
Right. They get it. Sometimes you just want to move on to a better sleep situation, ASA, even if it means having two mattresses for a little while.
Yeah, that's true. But of course, there's the more budget-conscious approach of waiting for that refund to hit your account before committing to a new one.
Absolutely. It all comes down to personal preference and what works best for your budget.
Decisions. Good decisions. Enough. So we've covered the basics of starting a return and the intriguing world of mattress exchanges. But we got to get into the nitty-gritty, those less glamorous details of return policies.
You mean like fees?
Fees, exactly. We know there's that $99 base fee, but what about shipping? Is that included? Or is it a whole other can of worms?
That's where things get a little trickier. It depends on your location. For most of the continental U.S., you're good. But if your mattress went to, say, Alaska, Hawaii, or Canada...
I'm sensing a butt coming.
You got it. For those locations, the shipping fees aren't refundable.
Okay. Why is that? Is it just because it's further away?
It's more than just distance. Shipping to those places often means you're dealing with some unique logistical challenges. Think remote areas, island transport, maybe even customs regulations.
Makes sense. It gets complicated, and that means extra costs for the company.
Exactly. And unfortunately, sometimes those costs end up being passed down to the consumer.
That's fair. Are there any other, like, return pitfalls we should be aware of, things that might trip us up?
One of the big ones is keeping your mattress in good shape and following those return guidelines. It's not just about being tidy, it's about making sure your return is actually eligible and you don't accidentally void your warranty.
So, no using the plank firm as a giant slip and slide.
Probably not a good idea, no. Seriously, though, any damage to the mattress can really complicate the return process.
So treat it with respect, even if it's on its way back to Brooklyn Bedding.
Exactly.
Got it. Handle with care. Now, speaking of treating your mattress right, let's talk about something crucial for both returns and just the overall well-being of your mattress. Proper support.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think about this, but the type of foundation you use under your plank firm can make a huge difference in how it performs and how long it lasts.
Let's get specific. What kind of support does Brooklyn Bedding recommend?
They're pretty clear about this. The plank firm needs to be on a solid foundation or a slatted bed frame with slats that are no more than 3 inches apart. This helps distribute the weight evenly and prevents any sagging or warping.
Got it. So no using that vintage box spring from grandma's attic or that rickety old bed frame you found on the curb.
Probably not the best idea, no. Those kinds of foundations can actually make the mattress deteriorate faster, which not only affects your sleep, but it could void your warranty and make it ineligible for return.
Wow, okay. I never realized mattress support was such a big deal. This is good info, even if you aren't planning on returning your plank firm. It's about making your mattress last, you know.
Absolutely. It's a good reminder to always read those instruction manuals and guidelines that come with a new mattress. They're there for a reason.
You know what? We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Sleep science, logistical hurdles, mattress etiquette. But we're only halfway through our deep dive.
There's more to come. We're going to talk about some more unique situations, like those side handles you mentioned. What happens if you bought your plank firm in store?
Oh, yeah. And those tricky Canadian returns. And of course, everyone wants to know, how long does it take to get my money back?
Oh, those burning questions.
So grab your beverage of choice. Get comfy and get ready for part two of this deep dive. And don't forget, check out the link in the show notes for that exclusive discount on Mattress Advisory. Be right back.
All right, so before we jump into those unique situations you mentioned, I want to circle back to something from the Mattress Advisory article that really stood out to me. It's about those side handles. You know the ones you see on a lot of mattresses, plank firm included.
Oh, yeah. I've always just assumed those were for, like, carrying the mattress.
Yeah.
Like some kind of giant comfy suitcase.
Right. It seems intuitive, but here's the thing. Those handles on the plank firm, they're purely decorative.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
So if I'm moving my plank firm, I shouldn't be using those handles. I may or may not have done that.
It's a common mistake. A lot of people think that. But using those handles to lift the mattress, or even just adjust it, can actually cause damage.
And that damage isn't covered by the warranty, I'm guessing.
Nope, not at all.
Yikes. That's a costly mistake. I bet you've seen some mattress mishaps in your time.
Oh, definitely. People trying to squeeze their mattress through a doorway, yanking on those handles, it rarely ends well.
So what is the proper way to move a plank firm mattress? Asking for a friend.
The key is to always lift from the bottom, never from the sides. And honestly, it's a two-person job.
Oh, for sure.
These mattresses are denser than they look, so trying to go it alone is just asking for a backache and potential damage.
Right. Okay, so teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And lift from the base. Any other pro tips for safe mattress moving?
Absolutely. Make sure you've got the mattress on a flat, stable surface before you move it. Mm. That helps distribute the weight evenly and prevents any twisting or bending that could stress the materials.
Gotcha. And no dragging it across the floor, I'm guessing?
Definitely not. And avoid folding the mattress if you can.
Folding? It makes me cringe just thinking about it.
Yeah. It's not good for the mattress at all.
All right. Duly noted. Treat your mattress with respect, folks, no matter what. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about our friends up north. What do Canadian customers need to know about returning a plank firm?
The big thing to keep in mind is that if you bought your plank firm in Canada and decide to return it, the refund will be processed in U.S. dollars.
Okay, that makes sense. Since Brooklyn Bedding is a U.S. company, but doesn't that create some potential issues with the exchange rate?
It can. The amount you get back in Canadian dollars might be a little different from what you originally paid, depending on what the exchange rate is at the time of the refund.
So Canadian customers could end up getting a bit more or a bit less back than they expected?
Exactly. It's just something to be aware of when you're making your decision.
Any advice for our Canadian listeners on how to minimize any potential losses due to the exchange rate?
Well, timing is key. Keeping an eye on the exchange rate and trying to time your return when the Canadian dollar is strong can definitely help.
That's a good point. It's all about being informed and strategic. Now, what about all those extras that often come with a mattress purchase? You know, pillows, sheets, mattress protectors, all those sleep accessories.
Right. So Brooklyn Bedding has a separate return policy for sleep accessories. It's a 30-day window.
Okay. So a bit shorter than the 120 nights for the mattress itself.
Yeah. And you'll need to package those items yourself for return.
Makes sense. Yeah. What about foundations and adjustable bases, though? Those are pretty big ticket items. So I imagine the return policy is a bit different.
You're right. Those are in a different category. Foundations and adjustable bases are considered final sale items, so they're not refundable.
Oh, wow. Good to know.
They are covered by warranty, though. So if there's a defect or something needs replacing, you're still protected.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
It makes sense that the return policies would be different for those kinds of products, just given their size and the potential for wear and tear.
Exactly. Companies have to find that balance between protecting the consumer and managing returns for different types of products.
Right. Okay, so we've covered a ton of information about actually returning a plank firm mattress. Those tricky decorative handles, Canadian currency conversions, we've really dug deep. But there's one big question still looming. How long does it actually take to get your money back?
That's the question everyone wants answered, right? The good news is Brooklyn Bedding is known for being pretty quick and efficient with their refunds.
Okay, so how long are we talking?
Once your return is approved, it usually takes about 3 to 4 business days for the refund to process.
Not bad at all. That's faster than I would have guessed.
But it is important to note that there could be additional delays depending on your bank or credit card company.
Yes, those lovely financial institutions.
Exactly. And if you used a financing option, like a firm, to buy your plank firm, you'll want to contact them directly to get the details on how the refund will be applied to your loan.
Good point. Proactive communication is key when it comes to finances. All right, listeners, we've navigated the ins and outs of returning a plank firm mattress. Everything from that 120-night trial to those oh-so-confusing decorative handles.
We really have, and I think there's even more to unpack when we come back for the final part of our deep dive.
And we are back for the final part of our plank firm mattress return odyssey.
Odyssey, I like that. It really does feel like we've been on a journey.
We have, from sleep science and those sneaky side handles to Canadian currency conundrums. I feel like we've covered a lot of ground.
Definitely a lot to consider.
So before we wrap things up, let's take a step back and talk big picture. What are the key takeaways for our listeners? What absolutely has to stick with them about returning a plank firm?
I think the biggest thing is this. Returning a plank firm mattress is actually pretty painless.
If you know the rules of the game.
Exactly. That 120-night trial is super generous, but it does come with some conditions.
Right, that 30-night minimum before you can even initiate a return, and that $99 fee, something to keep in mind.
Definitely. And of course, proper mattress care is crucial. Even if you're planning on returning it, you got to treat it right.
No using it as a slip and slide? No jumping on the bed?
No, definitely not. And no relying on those decorative handles for heavy lifting, as tempting as they may seem.
They're not your friend. So, you know, we've talked a lot about logistics and policies, but at the end of the day, the decision to return a mattress is personal.
Absolutely. And I think it's easy to get caught up in all those little details, you know, the fees, the shipping. But ultimately, it comes down to how the mattress is working for you. for your body, for your sleep.
Exactly. And it's a good reminder that even with the best sleep trials and return policies in the world, what matters most is finding a mattress that helps you get that good, restful sleep.
Could not agree more.
So even with that 120-night trial, it's important to really pay attention to how you're feeling on that plank firm. If it's not working for you, for any reason, don't hesitate to take advantage of that return process.
There's no shame in returning a mattress. It's about taking care of your sleep needs.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, I think we have officially thoroughly explored the world of plank firm mattress returns. All the nitty-gritty details, all the big picture considerations.
Mission accomplished, I think.
I hope our listeners feel like they've got all the information they need to make informed decisions about their sleep and their mattresses. It's been a pleasure diving deep with you all today. Huge thank you, as always, to Mattress Advisory for that super informative article. If you want to learn more about all things sleep, you know where to go. Check out their website. Link is in the show notes. Plus, we've got an exclusive discount code just for our listeners. Sweet dreams, everyone.